好，大家请起立 ，Please stand。今天信息的经文是在哥林多前书第十章一到十三节 ，First Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13。First Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13。由我来念。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都在从海中经过，都在云里海里受了洗，归入了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以倒闭旷野。这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的，也不要拜偶像，像有人拜的。如经上所记，百姓坐下吃喝起来玩耍，我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了两万三千人，也不要试探主，像他们有试探的，就被蛇所灭。你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。所以自以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开出一条路，叫你们能忍受得住。所以我们感谢你，在这个你荣耀的日子，我们在这边思想洗礼所带给我们的祝福、警告与安慰。我们感谢你，求你打开这一段话语，让我们能够看到你的心意，好知道我们每一个受浸的人要如何在我们的生活中思想你的信实，也思想你如何在生活中带领我们、实验我们，好让我们认识你是那位又真又活的神，好让我们能够领受到你所赐下来的属天的祝福。我们这样祷告，因为我们是你的百姓，你是我们的神，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。请坐。感谢主，今天是教会见证主的荣耀在我们中间的日子。我们有 Lydia 李迪亚姐妹要加入教会，还有 Robert 艾楚泽弟兄要接受洗礼，正式宣誓归入基督。在这个时候，我们要来思想圣经如何教导我们关于洗礼的祝福、警告和安慰。
We're thankful that we're able to glorify God through this, this witness that Lydia is able to become a member of our church, and Robert is able to be baptized into the faith.
我们要在此时来思想。
And we're going. This is an opportunity for us to think about. The meaning of these things.
圣经如何教导我们关于洗礼的祝福、警告和安慰？
For us to consider the blessings, warnings, and comforts that baptism gives us.
因为这一段经文非常丰富。
There's a lot packed into this passage.
所以我们今天只能对这一段经文做一个概述。
So we can only scratch the surface of what this.Passages telling us.
即使如此，
Even so,
我们需要从洗礼的祝福、警告和安慰中看到。
We want to look at the blessings, warnings, and comfort of the baptism.
基督徒和教会长大成熟的三个原则。
Three principles for Christian maturity.
因为这是使徒保罗用这段经文教导哥林多教会的目的。
Because this is the purpose that Paul had in, in, teaching this to the Corinthians.
哥林多教会发生许多问题。
There were many problems in the Corinthian church.
分党、纷争、淫乱、贪婪、拜偶像、自高自大、不服教会权柄。
There were different warring groups. There was sexual immorality. There was laziness. There was idolatry and self-satisfaction, and not listening to the instruction of the spiritual leaders.
保罗指出他们不知道基督的十字架的道理。
In chapters 1 and 2, Paul told them that they didn't understand the meaning of the cross.
第三章保罗指出他们好像是在基督里的婴孩。
In chapter 3, he said he could only treat them as spiritual infants.
第九章24到27节保罗指出他们不知道基督徒的一生。
In chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, Paul told them that they didn't understand the Christian life.
基督徒一生的长大成熟好像是赛跑和打拳一样。
The Christian growth of the Christian life is like a marathon.
赛跑需要认清方向。
The running, you need to know the right the direction you're going.
打拳需要有目标。
And if you're fighting, you need to have a goal.
这些都是一种要求自我节制和否定自我的一种生命特质。
These all require self-control and self-denial.
所以他在第十章开始。
So starting from chapter 10,
他就继续解释。
He continues to explain to them.
基督徒的一生和神的计划有关。
The relationship between a Christian life and God's plan.
如同以色列人一样。
He compares it to the God's work in the life of the nation of Israel.
新约教会基督徒的经历与以色列人出埃及过红海漂流旷野的历史是一致连续的。
The Christian life and God's plan of salvation and is a continuation of God's plan of salvation as seen in the nation of Israel and their exodus from Egypt across the Red Sea.
而且这些都是出于基督。
These are all through Christ.
所以这段经文的中心思想。
So the central point of this message.
所有受洗礼的基督徒。
All baptized Christians,
无论旧约或新约时期
whether they belong to the Old Testament or the New Testament,
都是在基督恩典的领域中
are in the realm of Christ's grace,
在圣灵的引导统治下
living in the direction and leadership of the Holy Spirit,
为了要真的认识基督
in order for us to know Christ,
而且经历基督
and to experience him.
第一到四节
verses 1 through 4
讲到洗礼的祝福
talk about the blessing of baptism.
在圣灵的引导之下经历祝福
under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
保罗指出旧约以色列人出埃及过红海的经历
Paul talks about the experience of the Israelites who left Egypt and passed through the Red Sea.
就是基督徒受洗的经历。
It's the same as the experience of Christians who receive baptism.
他说我们的祖宗。
He said our ancestors.
他指出新约的教会就是以色列教会的延续。
Tells us that the New Testament church is an extension of the Old Testament covenant with Israel.
他用一样的灵，一样的灵水，一样的灵食，一样的灵水。
They receive the same. We receive the same spiritual food and the same spiritual drink.
暗示了新约基督徒所领受的圣礼、圣餐和洗礼。
This represents the sacraments that we receive as the through baptism and the Lord's Supper.
其中蕴含了以色列人救赎历史中所象征的福音真理。
So it's a foreshadowing in the Old Testament in Israel's history, foreshadowing what we've received.
所以旧约和新约的圣徒
，So for the saints in both the Old and New Testament,
都一样的领受了圣礼的祝福。
Have all received the blessing of the sacrament.
那这些祝福是什么呢？
What are these blessings?
都在云下，都从海中经过。
They all were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
如果我们从许多出埃及过红海的经文之中，我们可以归纳出这一段真理。
If we look at the passages that describe the passing through the Red Sea, we can see the truth of this.
说明洗礼的祝福是
talk about the blessing of baptism.
基督徒一生都要经历圣灵的引导和统治。
That Christians throughout their entire lives receive the blessing and direction of the Holy Spirit.
经历神的同在。
Receive the blessing of God's presence.
经历神的保守和拯救。
Receiving God's salvation and blessing.
第二，保罗说他们是受洗归入了摩西。
Secondly, Paul said that they were all baptized into Moses.
保罗用以色列人受洗归入摩西，比拟基督徒受洗归入基督。
So Paul used the Israelites being baptized into Moses as a parable for us being baptized into Jesus.
神的百姓进入圣约元首的统治下，成为属于基督的人。
We're baptized into the head of the covenant, just as we've been baptized into the head of the new covenant.
进入与基督一个亲密的关系之中。
Entering into an intimate relationship with Christ.
进入基督的有形的教会之中。
Entering into membership into his visible church.
以色列人从埃及统治的权势之下。
Israelites leaving the rule of Egypt.
被转移到神救赎的计划之中。
Entered into God's plan of salvation.
此计划是基督透过摩西执行的。
This plan of salvation was enacted through Moses.
新约的基督徒受洗归入基督。
New Testament Christians who are baptized into Christ.
是把我们从属世界的统治权势下
take us out of the rule of the realm of rule of the world
转移到基督透过圣灵所执行的救赎计划之中
and bring us into God's plan of salvation and into the rule of the Holy Spirit
所以洗礼的祝福是
so the blessing of baptism
神把我们转移到基督的恩典统治的领域之中。
God has brought us into the realm of his rule.
从此没有定罪。
Our sins are no longer counted against us.
过去、现在、未来的罪都被赦免了。
Our sins in the past, present, and future are all forgiven.
保罗说他们都吃了一样的灵食，喝了一样的灵水。
Paul said they drank the same spiritual drink and ate the same spiritual food.
这里有两层的意思。
There are two levels of truth to this.
首先，神供应他的百姓一切属灵生命所需的食物。
First, God gives his children all the spiritual nourishment that they need.
神的道。
His word.
属灵的、属天的食物。
The heavenly and earthly food.
第二
Secondly,
这些灵食和灵水与基督徒所受的圣礼是一样的。
These spiritual drink and spiritual food are the same as the sacraments that we receive.
洗礼的祝福就是
blessing of baptism.
神供应他百姓肉体生命所需的一切。
So that God gives us all the everything that we bodily require.
神更供应属灵生命所需的。
Even more, He gives us what we spiritually need.
神的话和圣灵。
The word of God and these sacraments.
保罗说，那磐石就是基督。
Paul said the rock was Christ.
在旧约中，
In the Old Testament,
特别是《生命记》23章摩西之歌，
especially in Deuteronomy 23, the Song of Moses.
重复的使用了磐石作为耶和华的名字。
Repeatedly refers to God as the rock.
对保罗而言，
For Paul,
那磐石就是基督。
The rock was Christ.
是因为旧约的耶和华就是基督。
Because the God of the Old Testament is Christ.
洗礼的祝福是。
So the blessing of baptism.
基督是一切祝福的来源。
Christ is the source of all blessing.
基督是祝福的成就者。
Christ is the enactor of our salvation.
除了这些洗礼的祝福之外，
In addition to these blessings of baptism,
我们从一到四节的经文，
In verses 1 through 4,
看到一个普遍的原则。
We see a principle in display.
基督徒和教会长大成熟的关键。
The key for Christian maturity.
在于对基督和基督工作正确的理解和应用。
Is a correct understanding of Christ's work and the application of his work.
所以在第十章的一开始，
So in the beginning, from the very beginning of chapter 10,
保罗说，
Paul says,
弟兄们，
Brothers,
我不愿你们不晓得，
I do not want you to be unaware.
我不愿你们是无知的，
I don't want you to be ignorant.
我不愿意你们没有这个样子的知识。
I don't want you to be without this knowledge.
哥林多教会的问题在于，
The problem in the Corinthian church.
他们不清楚基督和基督的工作。
They were unclear about Christ and his work.
所以保罗把他们看作是基督里的婴孩。
So Paul saw them as spiritual infants.
因此，
Because of this,
对基督和基督工作正确的理解和应用，
Having a correct understanding of Christ and his work,
是基督徒和教会长大成熟的关键，
is a key for Christian maturity and church growth.
从第五到第十节，
From verses 5 through 10,
保罗告诉我们洗礼的警告。
Paul tells us about the warnings of baptism.
要我们知道在神的试验之中认识我们自己。
He wants us through God's testing for us to understand ourselves.
保罗在这边他话锋一转。
As Paul changes topics,
他用以色列人的失败作为洗礼的警告。
He talks about Israel's failed example as a warning for us.
在六节和十一节中，他用了预表这个字。
In verse 6 and verse 11, he uses the word example.
和合本翻译为间接。
The Chinese translates this as warning.
那么 ESV 翻译成榜样。
And the ESV uses the word example.
这个字的意思是预表。
The meaning is the original Greek means a type or a foreshadowing.
旧约以色列人漂流旷野的历史事件。
Israel's history of wandering in the wilderness.
预表新约基督徒教会的实相。
Is an example for the church.
新约教会的遭遇。
The things that the church today encounters.
如同旧约的以色列人一样，是受到基督引导的。
Just like what the Old Testament Israel experienced, were all led by Christ.
都是为了教导和管教神的百姓。
All for the purpose of instructing and teaching his people.
都是为了要在神的实验和管教中认识我们自己。
For us to, through testing, to understand ourselves.
认识福音生活的原则。
For us to understand the principles of life under the gospel.
顺服圣灵
to be obedient to the Holy Spirit,
体贴圣灵的统治
and to be submissive to what the Holy Spirit is leading us,
致使我们身体的恶行
and to keep us from evil.
保罗教导哥林多的教会
as Paul taught the Corinthian church,
他们的问题与大多数的旧约以色列人一样。
Most of the problems that they encountered were the same as what we saw in Old Testament Israel.
他们不明白神做事的法则。
They didn't understand God's way of working.
他们不认识他们自己。
And they didn't understand themselves.
那么，《申命记》第八章一到六节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 6.
摩西带领新的一代的以色列人进入迦南地之前
Before Moses led the new generation of Israel into the land of Canaan,
他要以色列人回忆
He wanted Israel to remember.
是神引导他们漂流旷野四十年的目的
He wanted them to remember.God's purpose in letting them wander the wilderness for 40 years.
是神引导他们。
God was leading them.
是神使他们谦卑。
God humbled them.
神试验他们。
God tested them.
神要他们认识自己的内心。
God wanted them to understand their own hearts.
神要他们遵行神的诫命。
God wanted them to follow his commands.
神赐下玛拿给他们做食物。
God gave them manna to eat.
教导他们。
Instructed them.
人活着
that man lives.
不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所说出的一切话。
Not by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
神要他们思想。
God wanted them to think about.
发生在他们身上的事，都是神的管教。
Things that had happened to them, and to know that the things that had happened to them were all God's testing them and instructing them.
神也供应他们一切生活上的所需。
And God had given them all that they required for their bodies.
保罗说，那随着他们的磐石就是基督。
So Paul said that as they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them.
那个随着他们的磐石就是基督。
The rock that followed them was Christ.
旧约的耶和华就是基督。
So the God that the Israelites experienced was Christ.
是基督引导以色列人进入旷野。
So Christ himself led Israel in the desert.
是基督使他们谦卑。
Christ humbled them.
是基督使他们认识自己。
Christ led them to understand themselves.
是基督供应他们属天的粮食。
He led them and gave them this food from heaven.
使他们认识基督的话才是生命。
To teach them that only the word of God is their life.
是基督供应他们所有物质生命所需的一切。
It was Christ who gave them all their physical needs.
是基督管教他们。
It was Christ who taught them and disciplined them.
为要使律法的义成就在他们的身上。
So that the righteousness of the law would be displayed in their lives.
所以保罗要哥林多教会认识到。
So Paul wants the church in Corinth to understand.
他们的遭遇是神的计划。
The things that they've experienced were also part of God's plan.
他们正处在神的管教之下。
They were living under God's instruction.
要他们谦卑。
To make them humble.
认识自己的内心。
To know their own hearts.
学习否定自我。
To learn self-denial.
那么这边我们可以看到洗礼的警告的第二个原则。
The second principle of this warning that baptism gives us.
基督徒和教会长大成熟的关键。
Key of Christian maturity in the church.
从生活遭遇中认识基督引导进入的实验和管教。
From the things that we encounter in life.Understanding that these are Christ instructing us,
使我们认识自己的内心
so that we can know our own hearts,
学习否定自我
to learn self-denial.
第十一到十三节讲到洗礼的安慰
verses 11 through 13 talk about the comfort of baptism.
在神的实验中认识基督。
As we come to know Christ through our trials.
保罗告诉新约的基督徒。
Paul tells New Testament Christians.
旧约的以色列人的失败是新约的基督徒的警告。
The failure of the Old Testament Israel is provided as a warning for us as New Testament Christians.
除此之外,
Other than this,
他更安慰基督徒,
he gives a word of comfort for Christians.
要他们在神所安排实验中学习认识神的信实。
Through God's trials and testing, he wants us to recognize his faithfulness.
因为是基督带到我们在恩典的领域之中接受实验。
Because it's Christ who has brought us into the realm of his rule to experience these tests, these trials.
要我们学习保罗。
He wants us to learn from Paul's example.
我是攻克己身，要身服我。
Paul said that I beat my own body.
恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反而被弃绝了。
So he has a purpose, and his hope is that he would not preach the gospel in vain.
基督徒的安慰在于
，So the comfort that Christians receive,
知道这是神量给我们的实验
，is knowing that the trials that we experience are given to us by God.
知道这是神的计划。
That these are part of his plan.
为了要我们认识基督的十字架。
For us to come to know the cross of Christ.
所以我们看到第三个原则。
So we see the third principle.
基督徒和教会长大成熟的关键。
Key for Christian maturity.
从神所安排的实验中认识基督。
To come to know Christ through the trials that he has arranged in our lives.
我们现在做一个简单的结论。
As a conclusion,
今天的经文教导我们。
Today's passage tells us,
我们领受的洗礼和圣餐。
Baptism and the Lord's Supper that we receive,
应许我们在基督里面一切的祝福
are give us a promise of all the blessings in Christ.
基督徒的一生
Christian life,
都要经历圣灵的引导和统治
experience the leading and discipline of the Holy Spirit.
经历神的同在。
Experience the presence of God.
经历神的保守和拯救。
Experience God's protection and salvation.
我们被转移进入到基督恩典统治的领域之中。
We've been taken into the realm of Christ's rule and of grace.
没有任何的定罪。
Without condemnation.
过去、现在、未来的罪都被赦免了。
Our sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven.
神不但供应我们肉体生命所需的一切。
God not only provides our physical needs.
神供应我们属灵生命所需的。
He also provides for our spiritual needs.
就是神的话和圣礼。
He provides for us with His word and the sacraments that we receive.
而且基督是一切祝福的来源。
And Christ is the source of all these blessings.
基督也是祝福的成就者。
And He is the one who accomplished these blessings.
但洗礼也警告我们。
But baptism also gives us a warning.
基督会透过圣灵带我们进入实验。
That Christ through the Holy Spirit will lead us through trials and
temptations.
So that we can come to know our own hearts.
洗礼也安慰我们。
Baptism is also a comfort for us.
这些遭遇都是神给我们量身定制的计划。
That these trials are all part of God's plan.
让我们真的认识基督的十字架。
For us to come to know the cross of Christ.
但是今天我们与旧约的以色列有一个不同的地方。
But there's one difference that we have that Israel did not have.
以色列人是处在律法之下。
Israel was living under the law.
所以他们会受到律法的惩处。
So they received the punishments of the law.
今天
Today,
神的道德律法仍然是我们生活的规范。
The moral law continues to be part of God's plan for our lives.
律法也使我们认识罪。
The law helps us to know our own sin.
把我们推向基督。
And pushes us to Christ.
因信称义的基督徒不在律法的惩处之下。
Christians who are saved through faith. Are no longer under the law.
虽然天父仍然会管教我们。
Though the Lord may continue to discipline us.
但是我们不会失去救恩。
We will not lose our salvation.
他的管教是要我们结出义的果子。
His discipline is for us to, the purpose is for us to bear fruit of righteousness.
因为这些都是因为我们已经受洗归入基督了。
Because we've already been baptized into Christ.
基督已经成全了律法。
Christ has already fulfilled the law.
并且要把律法的义成就在我们这些不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
And accomplish his righteousness through in our lives.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
赐下这一段宝贵的信息
for giving us this passage from your word.
让我们思考我们基督徒的一生
Help us to think about Christian life.
在不被定罪的领域之中
As we live in this realm of without condemnation.
在你的恩典之下
Under your grace.
你教导我们
Lord, you teach us.
你供应我们
Lord, you give us what we need.
使我们认识自己的内心。
So that we can recognize our own hearts.
使我们知道我们里面没有一点良善。
We know that there's no good in our hearts.
我们感谢你的义借着信心披戴在我们的身上。
Lord, we thank you that your righteousness is we put on your righteousness.
我们也感谢你借着生活上的遭遇之中
Lord, we also thank you that through the things we encounter in our lives
借着你的话
through your word
借着你的圣灵
through your Holy Spirit
使我们在成圣的路上渐渐地长大成熟
allow us to continue to grow in sanctification
求你继续地带领我们
Lord, we pray that you would continue to lead us
赐福给你的教会
Lord, bless your church
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Lord.
Amen.